Now, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Pei Aleph of Masechtas Gittin. Some of the topics we learn about include Kasiv Legarashas Ishtoi V'Nimlach Pasla Menakahuna, whether the mere writing of a get forbids the woman from marrying a Kohen. Koil, whether Bezin suppresses unjustified rumors, and whether such rumors will forbid a woman from marrying a Kohen. Yiru Pnei Abayis, produce only becomes obligated in Meiser if it is brought in through the main entrance of one's home or into his courtyard. Lana ima bepundiki, whether we require a second get for a divorced couple that stayed together overnight. This may depend whether hein hein ede yichud, hein hein ede bia. We assume they had relations if they were secluded, or whether adam isa bilasa bilas nus, one would engage in non-marital relations, or rather intend for the bia to serve as a kedushin. Get makusha. The Chacham instituted a more complex form of a get to give a short-tempered kohen who may not remarry his divorcee time to reflect on his decision. After every line or two, the get was folded, and the fold was signed by a witness. If it contains an unsigned fold, it is a get karach, and it is not valid. However, since the signature is only required midrabanan, the Gemara discusses whether we accept an eved, a slave, gazlan, a thief, or karav, a relative, as the extra signatory.